Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
Susie, your voice is just phenom.
So different, isn't it? That's the range.
That's the range. Thing. That's what people don't realise is that I do this podcast by myself.
Yeah, that's right. She does it with a loop pedal.
Yeah. Yeah. Just waiting for the day to get my guitar out to bust some tunes.
Oh, I would love that, to bust some tunes on here.
How you been, love?
All right, thanks. Hay fever's a bit up. Pelargonium's doing okay, though, so there's lots to be thankful for.
Whether you are.
There you are. And a hydrangea I was worried about has come back, so...
Why were you worried? Did they just not have a good moment?
Well, one of the ones I was given, I love it, and then I repotted it, and then it was like, I don't like this. Why have you repotted me?
And I was happy, like, where I was.
I was happy where I was, and I was
like... Is that a lesson, maybe?
Leave things as they are. Stop meddling. Maybe. But I've given it some feed and I moved it indoors for a while. Didn't seem to make a difference. I've moved it back outdoors, but I've given it some feed now. And so hoping that it'll be okay.
Good to hear. Thank God.
Thank God. Thank God for small mercies. Suze, you've had such an exciting time. You've been in my thoughts so much. And I didn't know whether I could text you because I didn't know if you were in reception or not. You've been in the dessert.
I've been in the dessert. Well, you did send me a voice note.
That's true. That was when I was drunk. Yeah.
No shit.
We just had the cheese trolley in Zadell's before we went to see Broadway Barbara.
You told me the funniest bit was you said, Alfie and I are thinking of you in your travels. And then Alfie shouted, thoughts and prayers. And then you started saying to him, you can't say thoughts and prayers. That's when you say in people's eye. And then you went, oh, a cheesecake. It was very great stuff.
Very good. Well, I haven't listened back to it, actually, that voice note. So that's nice.
Something for you to enjoy at a later date, maybe. I've been in the desert. It's true. The Sahara, indeed.
Oh, the Sahara.
She's big.
She is a big one, isn't she?
She's a big girl.
So you would. Can we talk about what the program was, or are you?
I don't
embargoed?
Think so. No, but me and Maisie Adam were driving across.
You just happened to be moving across.
We just happened to be in a car going across the Sahara Desert.
Oh my goodness! I'm so excited.
It was fun.
So were you on a camel at one point, I saw.
I was on a camel at one point, yes. They have really bad breath.
Oh no, really?
Yeah, really bad breath. And I tell you, who needs a water flosser?
Oh.
Honestly.
Yeah. Oh really?
Yeah.
Did you think about offering them a smint?
I mean, they seem quite cross.
Are they quite angry? They're quite spitty, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, they seem to be fine with me getting on their back, although I'm sure someone will message in saying they're really not. But then horses, I don't know. It's a very difficult thing.
It's a difficult thing when they refuse to learn a language that we can understand.
And, you know, it's someone's living, us having a little ride on the camel. So,
well,
am I helping the economy?
Is that a way to feel better about it?
Does a camel care about the economy? I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know any of these things.
I don't, we don't know. We can't know.
We went across the Sahara. But Tom, I've got to tell you.
Yes?
In Marrakesh, there were just people on the street that were snake charmers.
Oh, absolutely not. Really? So it's like, because I thought about going there because I'd love to go and see the tiling.
The tiling is something else.
Oh, but people, they're everywhere, are they?
I'd say go to Tops Tiles and
go to Tops, maybe, is better.
Yeah, and just say, have you got anything that's sort of Moroccan?
Oh, really? So they do, what, it's just all on the street side?
Yeah, well, like in the main square in Marrakesh, there was just a group of men with sort of pipes. Like, and the snake would just sort of come up.
Oh, dear.
It was a cobra. It had the big bits at the side.
Oh, dear.
You don't like it, do you? And they would sort of dance.
Oh, heavens.
Yeah, and then a man, they were like, oh, they'll put them around your shoulders if you like.
Oh, my goodness, no, thank you.
And I said, absolutely not.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, you're not frightened, as we know, from Lesbian Reptile Club.
No, but I Lesbian Reptile Club was really more about the reptiles than the snakes for me.
Oh, right.
It was more about lizard types.
Folk. Oh, right. That was your vibe.
Far more into lizard folk. Yeah, not into... I would never want a snake. Have I ever told you about the fact that I poked a snake in the eye as a child?
No, I don't think you have. Do tell.
We were on holiday and someone had a very long snake. Too long, arguably.
Where were you on holiday?
I don't know, maybe somewhere hot? I was three. Yeah,
I didn't imagine it...
Yeah. We were in Australia because we were visiting my family.
Oh, yeah, that's to be expected there. Yeah.
So, absolutely. Really big snake. I would say maybe 2 meters.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear Lord.
Is this going to upset you, me even talking about it?
No, no, I'll check under the table a few times, but don't worry.
And they put it around me, my dad, and my brother.
Oh, goodness.
And the snake sort of came round and looked at me.
Oh, dear.
And I poked it in the eye. And then it sort of like flinched back, winking, as one would if you poked it in the eye. And then the man told my dad off and we had to leave.
Oh, that's a sad story, isn't it? Don't poke it in the eye.
Yeah, don't poke it in the eye. It's an animal.
You've got to look after your kids. They just poked that snake in the eye.
I think the snake. But the snake was giving me like...
Was giving
what's
you
your problem then?
Oh, aggressive eye.
And I was like, I'm three. What's your problem?
What's your problem? Oh, what a lovely family trip that must have been.
What a lovely story.
Oh.
Yes, there were lots of snakes. Scorpions.
Oh, right.
And I saw a couple of big fuck-off spiders.
Oh, Suze, did you? Because you don't like those.
Oh, no, Tom.
Oh, Susie. Where were they? Just in the light?
Just hanging out, yeah. Sadly, it was like in the hotels and stuff. Because people are very chill about that sort of thing. They're like, oh, yeah. Like a spider like the size of my palm.
Oh, dear.
Or bigger.
Oh, dear.
With his legs stretched right out, even bigger than the size of my palm.
Oh, no.
And sort of a body bigger than a £2 coin.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
And someone said, oh, they're fine, those ones. They're absolutely fine. They're just desert spiders. But then someone else was like, no, I think that they're actually quite poisonous. So we have to be quite careful.
Oh, someone on the crew said that.
Mm. Yeah, one of the fixers.
Mm. Did they not... Where was this? Were you not staying in a Radisson Blue or a...
There was no such Radisson Blue or a Hilton Doubletree.
Oh. Oh, it's so annoying when you want to collect those points.
But that's the thing. Mm. That's the thing. No, we were staying in sort of Casbahs.
Wow. Casbah. Did it rock?
A little bit, sure.
What is a Casbah, so to speak?
It's an old sort of castle from hundreds of years ago, and they're quite often sort of in the middle of the desert.
Oh, right.
And some of them are sort of ruins, and then others are sort of have been in people's families for like hundreds and hundreds of years.
Oh.
And they look after it, but they're made from mud and hay.
Oh, how interesting.
It's actually really interesting. It's really, really interesting. It was a really great, interesting trip, but the creepy crawlies really can fuck off.
Did it interrupt your sleep? I would have slept with the light on a lot.
Yes, it interrupted my sleep. I also listened to a podcast about ghosts the day before I went and about a woman appearing in the corner. So
why
I did keep...
do that?
I don't know. You know what I'm like. I'm an idiot.
Glutton for punishment. Mm-hmm. That's what I'll say.
So I kept sort of imagining a woman in the corner of the room having to keep peeking up my eye mask to check there was no one there.
Maybe it was Maisie. Was it Maisie?
Maybe. She does like to watch me sleep.
Yeah, that's the trouble with her. Oh.
And then there were some beetles in my room one night.
Which ones? John? No, he's dead now.
No, Paul. Ringo. Just
Ringo, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
going,
great.
Do you want to hear a song?
Not really, Paul. I'm just trying to sleep now. Thank you.
Your set of Glastonbury was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was quite tricky. And then there was quite a few in the toilet.
Oh, no. Beatles in the toilet.
Beatles in the toilet, like around the toilet, and I needed a wee.
Oh.
And I mean, I don't know why I'm telling you this.
What's a girl to do?
I had a wee in the shower. It was in a separate room. What do you think of that, Tom?
I would have done exactly the same.
I'd feel like I didn't have a choice.
Were they big beetles? Because I don't like those big, you know, the stag beetles. I find those quite frightening.
Yeah, they were like, you could tell that their back was hard.
Ooh, ooh.
They were big enough.
They might have been cockroaches.
Yeah, that might make it worse. But there were like three or four of them and one of them was green. I was like, you can fuck off.
No, you can fuck. That must have been a bit tiring after a while.
I tell you what, I'm really looking forward to not looking under my pillow.
Yeah. Did you just get back today?
I got back at 3 a.m. this morning.
Oh, Susie!
Well, this was the only time we could do.
I know, and I was 10 minutes late. Gosh, I feel terrible.
Oh, gosh, he feels terrible. It's fine. It's fine. All I've had to contend with, I've had an upset tummy, of course, because I've eaten something
She's
weird.
She's delicate. She's very delicate.
She's so delicate. So I've had half a piece of toast, half a glass of water, and two episodes of Called the Midwife. Mm, so
if that doesn't see you right, I don't know what will.
Do you know what I mean? I thought, do you know what I need in this? I need a Wimple. I need a Wimple and Dr. Turner.
That, and do you what sort of era did you go back to?
I started at series 7 today. I thought,
oh, that's
just,
a nice
I was just leaning
point.
To series
midpoint.
7.
Midpoint.
Yeah. I know where I am with series 7, you know.
Yeah, you're not going to go too far. It's not too extreme. It's none of the... I'm trying to think of anything extreme that happens.
Now, I didn't do anything pridey because I was being proud in a place where they don't believe lesbians exist.
It's a bit difficult to be proud there.
They just don't believe in lesbians.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I was in Maisie's imagination for the whole of the trip.
Gosh, that must have been troublesome. Wow. How was it in there?
In Maisie's imagination, quite nice.
Being a figment of imagination.
I had the same haircut as her. It was great.
Did you feel like Kylie Minogue in Moulin Rouge?
It's Kylie Minogue in Moulin Rouge. Oh, she's the little...
Absinthe fairy, isn't
the
she?
The absinthe fairy, yeah. Yeah, I felt exactly like that.
Oh, good.
Do you think her and Baz Luhrmann are friends just because they're both Australian?
I imagine they probably met in an airport lounge, yeah.
In like in the BA first class bit?
Yeah, Qantas.
Oh, hi,
probably.
Kylie. Hi, Baz.
Baz, hi. I've always wanted to meet you.
Great to see you. Loved Strictly Ballroom.
And she'll be like, hey, don't poke my snake.
Why would she have said don't poke my snake?
Because that's what the bloke earlier said. I imagine that's kind of an
ongoing sure. See, what you must appreciate is I've had no sleep.
No, it wasn't that good a callback.
So
it wasn't that good.
No, I am just quite slow today.
It was very mixed.
Tom, did you do anything proud for Pride?
On the Saturday, I didn't because I had to work. But but I did follow it online and I saw a lot of people out and about.
Didn't you go and see Broadway Barbara?
I went to see Broadway Barbara on the Friday, so I did see all the flags up, which was very exciting.
Can you tell the listener if they don't know about Broadway Barbara? Because I think Broadway Barbara is the funniest thing that's ever happened. You've got a signed picture.
Yeah.
Huge.
She is extraordinary. I urge you to follow her on your social media, Broadway Barbara, and she kind of is a spoof spoof Broadway star, basically.
I love
her. Who does dance tutorials. And it's largely to be seen getting drunk. And
one of my favourite tutorials is how to pull focus.
How to pull focus is great if you're in the chorus. Yeah.
If you're in a scene and you don't have any lines, what about a big hat? Like, it's just so funny.
Just bonkers. She also does a great Bob Fosse workshop, which I think
that is phenomenal.
And
what was she like live? Really funny.
Brilliant. In that sort of New York cabaret way, where like just brings it in quite an intimate space, just really brings it. She was so funny. She had her, I think her dead first husband on stage.
As the pianist?
In a pot of ashes that she brought up.
Oh, brilliant.
And at one point got to sing. And then at one point she came on blowing a, what are those piano blowing things? You know, this is like a piano keyboard that you blow into.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah,
like one of those. It's very delightful. Tap dancing in her late husband's ashes. And
Wow.
And she also did, my favourite moment was when she did Cassie from A Chorus Line. You know that one where she puts on that dance skirt?
Yeah.
I've always thought that's a bit of an overrated kind of storyline in that musical. I've never been that intrigued
by what it. Is it? At the ballet. Is it that one?
Is that Cassie? That might be Cassie. It's like the whole thing of like, she just does a dance number, no singing, but it kind of goes on, and it's always like these kind of like dance moves that are just like a flash of hands to one side and then a kick to the other, and then a lot of running around the stage whenever I've seen it. And it's always been like heralded as like the ultimate moment in a chorus line, but I've never actually been that into it. I do prefer Everything's Beautiful at the Ballet, or as I like to reframe it, Everything's Beautiful at the Buffet.
Talking of buffets, we got some great response
from... Oh, to the ham princess.
What was her name? Mary Hamtronette.
Yeah, Mary Hamtronette, which was actually the work of not me but Alf.
Oh, did Alf come up with that?
He came up with that, Mary Hamtronette.
Perfect.
He said, "That's it. I'm done for this week."
So too right. I didn't realize
you
had a boyfriend underwriter.
Yeah, it's very handy now.
Can he pop around? I'm doing a tour.
He was very witty there. Yeah. But the Ham Princess, yeah, she was very popular. So thank you, Anne Lees, for sending that in.
Thank you very much indeed. I'm pleased that you enjoyed Barbara Barber so much. Did you know that she put a video up on her Instagram and your head is in the background?
Oh, how lovely.
So was like, that... I know that head.
So it's on the way into that we were voicemailing you.
I know, so I knew that you were utterly hammered.
So you knew I was drunk.
You've got to be drunk in that sort of scenario.
You've got to be drunk. And I did also say, I must say, I also had a lovely time doing Joe Lycett's big pride party.
Oh, Sunday yes, as well. Fun.
That was very nice. And I met Boy George, who I'd not met before. And I met some of the people from Heartstopper, who were all of them very nice, very nice. So
what was Boy George like? Did he have a big hat?
He did have a big hat on, actually, yeah. And he was very chatty. Yeah, very nice.
Was Julian Clary there?
He did a video.
Sure.
A video, which is nice, really funny. Yeah, it's really good.
Really good, really great. Lots of fun, really nice great. People.
Oh, yeah, lots of fun, nice people. Self-Esteem was singing.
I love her. She's so cool and chic.
Yeah, it was very cool. Caught up with Mae Martin. Lovely times.
Great fun. Good stuff. Love Joe.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. You, of course, were far away, travelling.
Well,
spreading
yes,
the word.
I was being straight in Morocco, of course. And the big story, really, Tom, is you went to another flower show.
Well, I went to Hampton Court Flower Show yesterday. That's where I got the feed for the pelargoniums. And
of course.
It was lovely, I have to say. It would have been Dad's birthday yesterday. So mm-hmm. we went and we had a nice walk around it. It was very hot. And Sue Ryder, if you know Sue Ryder. I mean, I think Sue Ryder is more of an organisation than a person. So don't
I was going
rack
to say,
your brain to be like, did you used to present the one show?
Yeah, I thought you're talking about the charity.
The charity Sue Ryder.
Yes. Who I assume is in memory of someone called
Sue
Ryder.
I think.
Maybe,
I should look
yeah.
it up, really, but I have not yet. But they had a garden dedicated to the journey of grief, which was very, very impressive. I like that.
And, how did you find that, being in there?
Well, it was nice. It was nice. I mean, I might have got a bit emotional if I was on my own, but you know, there's people around, and I don't like to put upon people.
You don't like people to know you feel.
I don't want people to know I've got feeling. I don't like to, you know, smudge their shoulder pads with my tears. So
it's okay to smudge shoulder pads with tears, but
I know. But I think that I sometimes find that easier said than done. You know,
I think lots of people do.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
It's okay.
Because actually,
also, you know, you can just be in a grief garden and be like, oh, this is nice. You don't have to walk in there and go, now feel your grief.
Yeah,
would you like to feel your
true.
Grief now? Have
that's
your grief.
True.
Have all of your
that's
grief.
That's true.
Like, you might have your grief when you're like buying a chicken.
Which is usually when I do start crying. If you see me in a rotisserie crying, you know why. You know why.
You know why. Well, yeah. I'm so pleased you had a nice time. And you managed to mark your dad's birthday in a nice way.
Oh,
in something
you.
That he would have liked.
Well, and guess what? For his birthday, looked in the veg patch, sugar snap peas are out. All the garden peas are out. And so we had some of those and they were so sweet and delicious.
There you go.
They were lovely, Suze. They were really lovely.
That's
so
really
that was
nice.
Nice. That was very
really
nice.
Really nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so pleased.
Well, thanks.
You managed to have such a nice day, darling.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all.
We've had lots of lovely emails. Indeed,
oh,
sometimes
have we
about seen? Sometimes about how openly you've spoken about grief on the show, and it's been a real comfort to some people. But as always, we've had
A lot of complaints.
Yeah, a lot of complaints. A lot of people saying, I wasn't homophobic before I listened to this. But now, it's raging. It's absolutely raging. But I thought maybe we should do some correspondence.
Oh, yes. I love correspondence, that? Yes.
Correspondence. Do you still use your writing set much?
Yes, got it. Well, not as much as I'd like to, because I don't have any stamps, but...
Right.
I should do that, shouldn't I?
Tom, should we have some correspondence?
Yes, Suze.
Okay. Hi, Tom and Susie. I have a quick question for Susie.
Oh.
Who I know is a big fan of chit chat. Well, I'd say that you're a big fan of chit chat as well, Tom.
Well, I'm more of the chit than the chat.
Than the chat. We should call ourselves Chit and Chat. We should
Chit
do
and Chat, that would be our musical name.
Oh. I'm currently in a new class at school for people who can't cope with loud classroom environments. Oh. It's really nice, but it's very boring.
I see.
I really want to get to know some people and maybe share a couple of laughs, but I don't really know where to start or what to say. Any suggestions would be really helpful. Bye, 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 bye. And that's from Tilly.
Oh, thanks, Tilly. What a great question. What do you think, Suze?
Well, we would start with what's your favourite thing for a buffet? But I feel like this is a secondary school environment and I'm not sure.
Yeah. What GCSE syllabus that would fit into?
Well, I assume home economics. But that feels like an American thing that we don't really do.
Food tech. Yeah, maybe food actually. Tech. Yeah, maybe. Yes.
What about something about what you've been watching?
Oh, that's nice. A quick conversation starter.
Yeah, or like... favourite... Oh, do you know what's a great game to play?
Yeah.
That me and Maisie played a lot because we had to drive for hours and hours and hours across the desert.
Monopoly.
We played Monopoly, yeah, because I can drive with my feet. I was blindfolded. I was driving. you know the game, Who Am I? Where you think of like a celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, are you a man?
Yeah.
Are you a pop star?
Yeah.
So playing a game like that, I think, is really good. So choose someone that's like quite, you know, someone that's very famous is good to start with.
Yeah.
To get a level of, you know, how much people know. So maybe a famous movie star or like Harry Styles.
Yeah.
And then people like yes guess. Or no.
Yeah.
You can only say yes or no.
Yeah.
That's a good way to start conversation.
It's a nice
game.
Because
then you can go, oh, I like Harry Styles. Yeah, I liked his album. I'd like to see him in concert. Yeah, me too.
Or is it sometimes good as well if you're in an environment where... you know, people prefer it to be a bit quieter. Maybe to just say, oh, I sometimes feel a bit awkward because we're all so quiet. Is it worth us having like a check-in at the beginning of the day?
Oh, Tom, that's such a better idea.
I like the Harry Styles game more. I bet the Harry Styles game will be much more fun than my like emotional check-in.
No, I think an emotional check-in's good.
Or any kind of check-in. You could just say, you could call it the rotisserie check-in. There you go.
Oh, really nice.
That's
really
nice. That's nice, isn't it?
And just say, what you had for breakfast that morning?
You could just say what you had for breakfast. You could just say a thing. Say how you're feeling. Say what you fancy for lunch.
Also, it means that you've then said something. Because sometimes in those environments, when you feel like you haven't said something for a long time, it's like when you're doing a panel show and you feel like you need to say something so everyone knows that you're there.
And then once you've said it, yes. Then once you get that first thing out of the way, it doesn't matter
if
it's good or not. Just then you relax. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and then you're saying better things once you've relaxed.
Absolutely.
So maybe that, Tilly. Is that good? Let us know how you get on with your rotisserie check-in.
Yeah.
I feel like we should have a jingle for rotisserie check-in. Rotisserie check-in with Susie and Tom.
That would be really good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I meant to say to you, I know you've been suffering with a dodgy stomach.
Yeah.
But actually, I think a lot of people have got that because I remember now, Joe Wiley said it on Radio 2 last night.
What, that she had a dicky tum? What, did she have to nip to the Kazi?
Well, no, she was able to
halfway
keep going through
Depeche Mode.
She did play quite a lot of songs back to back, so I don't know. I wouldn't like to speculate on Joe's gastrointestinal situation, but she said that both her kids have had upset stomachs post Glastonbury, so it might be something that you've had for
I
some
haven't
time.
Not gone to Glastonbury but then caught the bug, have I?
Well, that's the thing, it was probably rife then, and you've been hanging out with people who probably were there.
Oh god, makes me sick.
It does literally make you sick.
It literally does.
Susie, have we got another letter?
Of course we do. It's from Chris Wickham.
Oh. Does he know West Wickham?
Well, I don't know. This is the question.
Mr. Wickham.
Dearest
from Pride
Tom
and Prejudice.
And Susie.
Yes.
Love the podcast.
Thank
I've
you.
Listened from the start twice.
Gosh.
Yes, oh. Even straining to hear you both in John Lewis.
Oh, don't talk about the John Lewis episode.
Don't talk about the John Lewis episode. Chris. Do you know, a couple of people got in touch, so they really liked the John Lewis episode.
And really? I can't bear to listen to it.
We should do more on the Hearf.
Oh.
Which producer Emma said that we can.
Yeah, she did, didn't she? Like she said she got the equipment. Okay, that's something to work towards. Maybe something a summer special.
Mm. Oh, a summer special. That'd be so nice. A summer special to John Lowe.
Yeah.
I'm a 32-year-old gay man. I'm being born in 1990. I didn't really think or know anything about the AIDS epidemic. By the time I came out and entered the scene, it was almost as if it didn't really affect us anymore. Mm. It was a small-minded view. And watching Pride, brackets, the best film ever, and latterly, It's a Sin, and listening to your podcast on it, made me think much more about the perfect storm of terror that must have been sweeping our scene and our community only years before I was born, because the government were too homophobic to address it and, frankly, appeared not to care. Why am I writing this to you, I hear you ask? Well,
no.
I don't mind telling you.
We're not that impatient, Chris. We can listen
Come
to
on, Chris.
It's a very salient point you make there, yes.
I've just watched a 3-part series on BBC Two, AIDS, The Unheard Tapes. What a heart-wrenchingly fantastic and deeply powerful part of our history. I went from not knowing or really caring, I am ashamed to say, to being in awe of the people that lived through that time, living through that epidemic, which in the early years wiped out a generation of our like-minded friends. It's the most fantastic documentary, and it really deserves a plug on your magical podcast, if I may be so bold.
Oh, that's lovely, a plug.
So I thought,
yeah, I thought
that was a great thing to share. I love you both, and I love this pod. I can't believe I've caught up again. Maybe I'll have to start from the beginning. Susie, good luck with the move, my love. I hope it all goes well. And Tom, I'm beyond happy that you and Alf have found each other. No, you don't have to be in a relationship to be happy, but meeting my now husband was the greatest miracle of my life. I wish you both all the happiness. Bye-bye. Bye-bye-bye. Bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye.
Thank you, Chris. What a lovely message.
And he mentions that he's dyslexic like me, but your grammar and spelling was great. Or I'm so dyslexic that I don't notice it, so we should be pen pals.
Well,
to me, I've never read anything better.
Well, how nice. Well, that... and. I was thinking there's another film I remember seeing years ago called We Were Here, which is about similarly documenting a lot of people's stories. I think it's interviews with people who would obviously, you know, who were lost. So it's very important, I think. And there's also there's a really wonderful Instagram account. Maybe there are several, but I think it's called The AIDS Memorial.
Oh,
where
yes,
people
that's
share
really good.
Stories of friends who they lost to HIV/AIDS. So. I think it's very important to
So that's called AIDS, The Unheard Tapes, and I guess it's on iPlayer.
And that must be on iPlayer,
if it's BBC
yeah.
Two. Yeah. Mm. Thanks for sharing that, Chris. Recommendations. We don't get them a lot, but when we do, we bloody love them.
I like them a lot, actually. Yeah, I do like them.
Mm. Shall we have one more letter.
One more letter.
Okay,
a French letter, as my mum would describe a contraceptive.
Oh, really?
Which I thought for a long time was called a French lettuce. But a French letter, yeah, I think was an old slang for a...
for a Johnny.
For a rubber Johnny, yeah. We say using another piece of slang. Because I think it's a bit embarrassing
Johnny
to say condom.
From.
I don't know.
Who was he? Whoever he was having a great time.
He was, wasn't he? But a French letter.
A
Any
French
listeners
letter?
Know that one? You're welcome.
Do let us know. Get in
let
touch.
Let us know. Get in touch. We're here for you.
Dear Tom and Susie. Yes. I feel a little silly emailing in, and I wasn't sure if you'd see this, but I wanted to know how much I appreciate you both. Mm. I'm a long-time listener to the pod, and your chats have made me smile, even on my darkest days. I get excited when I see there's a new episode, and I'm always saving it for the perfect mammoth ironing session, where I know I can giggle away totally undisturbed. Susie, congratulations on your Animism special. I watched it twice, and both times it had me in stitches. And I'm a little late to the party, but I've just finished Tom's book, and I laughed and sometimes cried throughout. It was simply wonderful. I've realised how totally okay I am to have two people that I can tune into each week who genuinely bring me joy and brighten up my week. Thank you for all you do. Bye for now. Bye, 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 bye. And that's from Sophie in Leeds. And she also says that she hangs her bath mat on the radiator and her favourite part of the buffet is a Scotch egg.
Sophie, great message there. Really, thank
really
you very
great.
Much. Don't interrupt you. Don't leave the iron on anything, though, while you hear that. You know, if you get overexcited at a shout-out, I don't want you to burn a hole in...
Please don't burn yourself.
In your blouses.
Blouses.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? Oh, what a nice message.
What a lovely message. And do you know, I'm just going to share one more and then we're going
to
go.
All I wanted to say to her as well is I've got a wonky ironing board. Any listeners out there have the same problem? I have it a lot in hotels as well. Had a great time with the Corby trouser press the other day. Well, I don't know. They just rock back and forth and I don't know how to straighten them out. I'll have to get a spirit level on the legs. Anyway, that's
I'll just ask your mum, shouldn't I?
Yeah, she loves her ironing board.
Just speak to your mum.
I've got a wide one, actually. I was recommended it.
All right, anyway, Tom, chill out. Hello, my like-minded friends. I've been listening to your podcast for about 3 days with ne'er a break. And I must say, it's a wonderful show. Oh. I mean, 3 days non-stop us.
I can't even bear myself for...
Too much, I'd say.
For one day, yeah.
The reason I'm emailing is to say I've never truly felt so seen. This is to say, Susie's pork pie ritual. I've never spoke to anyone else who does the pork pie with a smidge of brown sauce on each bite. And I'd like to know if you're a daddy's girl or a HB ho. I'm a daddy's girl myself. It's been a pleasure listening to you.
I am also
a daddy's girl.
Are you?
Yeah. Spicier. It's been a pleasure listening, and I'm hoping to stop by at one of Susie's August shows at the Soho Theatre as I work in London Bridge. Tom, you have a wonderful way of bringing joy to every conversation. That's a nice thing to say.
Oh my goodness, you should hear me. You should hear me in the post office.
Well, I paid for special delivery.
Where is it? Why didn't it arrive?
I hope to see you live soon, and I'm thrilled to know that your tour is... I think your work in progress tour is completely sold out, Tom. Do you know this?
Oh, that's
nice. You can't get a ticket for it. Thanks for taking the time to read my email and for putting joy into the world. All my love. Bye, 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 bye. And that's from Abby.
Abby. Westminster Abby, as you are called, working
on
London Bridge.
I am a daddy's girl as well. And also, I'm so thrilled that this podcast helps people be seen.
I think it helps people be obscene.
That too.
But I love the idea, the image of you with the pork pie and the brown sauce. It suddenly occurred to me, is it kind of akin to maybe how one might... consume something like sushi, dipping each tender morsel into a little saucer of soy sauce.
Yes,
it's very
exactly
much
like
that.
Yes.
Oh, that's lovely. I'd love to see
it's
that.
Just like that.
Beautiful. It's so elegant. Like in the light of the fridge.
You know me.
Boxing Day night.
Yeah. No bra on. Leaning over. Lovely. It's a vision.
Oh, yeah. Pajama tops dribbling in the gravy. Oh, lovely.
Well, nice. Tom, that's all of us are like-minded friends.
Oh, my goodness. How the time flies, doesn't it, Sue?
Doesn't it fly, Tom? You, honestly, we're all getting older.
As you have flown, today. I didn't realise how tired you must be. You must be absolutely exhausted, that sort of plane.
Well,
feeling.
The thing was, if I didn't do it like this, there wouldn't have been an episode this week. So people
No, I like it. You've been very on point.
Have I?
100%.
Like on my tippy toes and I'm a ballet dancer.
You did do that at one point. I don't know why. But,
yeah, it's because I'm so tired. I just needed to show off, you know me.
Yeah.
Right, dear, you better go. No,
well, you better go. Go get some rest. Yeah, I've got to go to work now. You got some downtime tonight, Suze?
I'm going to go back to Nanata's house.
Oh, go back to Nanata's house. What's happened? Yeah. What happened in the last episode? Was it
there was a breakout of diphtheria.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. What is the treatment for diphtheria?
Well, it looked like it was going to be death, but in the end, they managed to... It was penicillin, and then they had to take him in hospital.
Just one person had it?
Well, no, it was everyone that lived in this homeless shelter.
Oh, gosh.
It's very stressful, actually, Tom.
That is stressful,
isn't it? Lovely, lovely, lovely Dr. Tina Turner was there.
Dr. Tina Turner came down. There's this new medicine. It's called penicillin, and it's doing wonders.
Yes. I thought we'd got rid of diphtheria. People having to live in these filthy houses, that sort of thing.
Oh, that's... He stamped his feet. He does get annoyed sometimes, doesn't he?
Yeah, he stamped his feet, Tom.
I'd hate to see Dr. Tina Turner get annoyed. Oh, well, go back to him. He's waiting for you.
Yes, I'm
asked. They all are impatient.
And we'll see you next week. Oh, if you want to get in touch, always can. The email is hello@likemindedfriendspod.com.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. You get in touch with us. And we'll see you next week,
babes.
We will see you next week, 100%.
Okay, babes.
All right, babe. Okay,
bye. Babes, yeah, bye.
Bye, 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 bye,
bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian, and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.